This is KCUR 89.3. About 1 in 5 adults in the U.S. suffer from chronic pain, and in a lot of cases, no treatment ever really seems to fix it. As the dangers of opioids are becoming more and more clear, many doctors are looking at alternative ways to address complex pain, which is taking them in some surprising directions. KCUR's Alex Smith reports.
The Buck O'Neill Bridge, just north of downtown Kansas City, has seen plenty of car accidents. And when Sherry H. walked away from a crash here in 2012, she assumed it was no big deal. But in the days and weeks that followed, she realized that the minor soreness she felt after the accident wasn't going away.
I thought, this is not just a whiplash feeling. This is something going wrong.
Sherry, who asked that we not use her last name, had a consultation with University of Kansas Health System pain specialists and started by talking with doctors about her recent accident. But the conversations ended up going much further into her past.
Growing up as a child, I experienced some things with an inappropriate family member.
A growing body of research shows how trauma, especially in early childhood, may be one of the most important factors in how people handle pain. At KU Medical Center, liquids stir in flasks while Julie Christensen leads researchers working to understand the links between stress and pain in mice. Christensen explains that pain generally works in 2 stages. First, we have an injury and feel pain, and then, just as importantly, our brains dial the pain back down.
You pull your hand away, you pull your foot away, you'll have healing of the site. You don't have ongoing pain.
But when children are exposed to lots of stress and stress hormones like cortisol, researchers think it disrupts brain development and creates lifelong changes in the way they process pain. Even in adulthood, it can be much harder for these patients' brains to shut down pain signals. Or, like Sherry, a relatively minor injury can turn into something permanent.
If you're in a car accident, you can develop chronic pain from that. And even after the initial injury has healed, you still have pain.
And even though it starts with stress, these pain problems are not just in someone's head. For these patients, brain regions that are supposed to work together actually function differently.
Yes, you can use functional MRI scans and see that there are inappropriate or loss of connection between these different brain regions.
Stress reduction and therapy have been shown to help these patients reduce pain. And pain treatment groups, such as the American Academy of Pain Medicine, are pushing for wider use of psychology in pain management. But that can be a tough sell.
I think patients are generally looking for a quick fix, you know, as evidenced by the opioid crisis.
Mesa Ziadny is a clinical instructor and fellow in pain psychology at Stanford. Even though pain psychology is growing in special clinics, it's still not available to a lot of people who could use it. But even Ziadny acknowledges it's not going to be practical for all of these patients to spend years on a shrink's couch. Instead, she says pain psychologists will have to develop shorter workshops or online treatments to accomplish the same goals.
To try and overcome some of these barriers related to the cost, whether insurance covers these sessions, the ability for patients to attend.
After years of pain treatment being dominated by pills and surgery, many patients may have to change their expectations that these are the only real ways to treat pain.
That way they can develop more positive expectations from treatment. There's better buy-in, and they also are more empowered and have more self-efficacy in their ability to manage their pain condition.
For Sherry H., what started as a simple doctor's visit to fix her pain has turned into something much more. She started group therapy and stress reduction, and even though she still experiences some pain, coming to grips with her past has changed her life in ways she never imagined.
I'm happy. At 52 years old, I have found the peace I was looking for because I have found out through the physical pain what I am made of on the emotional end of the deal.
Sherry's experience may herald the future of pain treatment as scientists continue to break down the walls between pain in the body and the brain. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Alex Smith.